AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A judge says he'll decide later whether an Air National Guardsman will be held in federal custody until trial, even after prosecutors called Dax Teixeira a flight risk. And now, on top of his charges, we're learning more about his past. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Federal investigators say 5 years ago, Teixeira was suspended from high school for talking about weapons, mentioning Molotov cocktails and guns at the school, and making racial threats. And the filing also alleges he searched online about mass killings and posted disturbing comments, saying he wanted ISIS to, quote, kill a ton of people.
Well, if you ever skipped a day of school or work in the 90s, you likely caught the Jerry Springer Show. Today, CBS's Jared Hill tells us its beloved host died of cancer.
We're getting down and dirty with our next story.
Springer defended his critically reviled program as escapist entertainment and often told people, tongue-in-cheek, that his wish for them was that they may never be on his show.
He was 79 years old. WNBA star Brittany Griner got emotional today while talking about her return home from Russia.
Never going overseas to play again unless I'm representing my country at the Olympics. You know, if I make that team, that would be the only time I would leave the U.S. soil.
She's playing for the Phoenix Mercury again after getting released from a Russian prison. She was held there for 10 months after getting caught with cannabis oil at an airport. Now the White House is sending Russia and Iran a message.
The sanctions to be imposed by the Treasury Department target Russia's federal security services and a wing of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The sanctions name the wrongful detentions of Americans. A spokesman says by imposing these newest sanctions, the U.S. sends a warning message to those around the world who would detain Americans.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. The woman whose lie got a black teenager lynched in the 50s has died. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Carolyn Bryant Dunham has died in hospice care in Westlake, Louisiana, at the age of 88. She was the white woman who accused black teenager Emmett Till of making improper advances before he was lynched near Philadelphia, Mississippi. In 1955, his kidnapping and killing became a catalyst for the civil rights movement.
Well, Ticketmaster is dealing with a royal mess right now. It held a huge ticket giveaway for a concert the day after King Charles' coronation next month. It was supposed to be first come, first serve, but many people couldn't access them, and they're calling the process misleading and confusing. It's just the latest in a string of issues for Ticketmaster. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
It's spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, which means it's time to get your outdoor spaces ready so you can enjoy more this season. Right now, you can get the Stylewell Park Point 4-piece patio set at a new lower price of $399. With its stain-resistant cushions and modern, relaxed styling, it's the perfect centerpiece for your porch, deck, or patio, whether you're looking for sunny lounging or evening gathering. Hurry into the Home Depot to get the Stylewell Park Point patio set at a new lower price, just $399. Shop spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. You can still register for the Rapids 5K walk-run happening this Saturday, April 29th. Registration ends at noon on Friday. Southwood County YMCA is holding a Healthy Kids Day this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Members and non-members are welcome to enjoy games, an obstacle course, local vendors, face painting, healthy snacks, free bike raffles, and even tour emergency service vehicles from our city and county. You can stop by the Family Center table to meet Children and Youth Services Coordinator Elizabeth and do an art project to take home. Friends of Rapids Music announces fun gigs coming to the area this weekend. On Friday night, April 28th, Alter Ego will be at Hoozle's Bar on Plover Road from 7 to 11, and Saturday night, April 29th, Heartstrings will be at District 1 in Stevens Point from 6:30 to 9:30. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 42. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 66. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 40. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, the House, Kevin McCarthy, by the slimmest of margins, passed their bill to, they say, raise the debt ceiling and at the same time try to repeal about a year's worth of financial bills that passed with bipartisan approval. And they want to stick a knife into them. Let's get into the weeds of this, of what they're doing. The Democrats say, and I agree with them, that this is just a ransom note. But here are the facts. This bill passed 217 to 215. Four Republicans voted with all the Democrats no, not to approve this bill. And those four Republicans were right-wing nuts who thought that it didn't go far enough, that the debt ceiling should not be increased under any circumstances, that the United States should be essentially thrown into bankruptcy. Four of them actually did that. The Democrats, the 212 Democrats who voted no because the debt ceiling should be increased and it shouldn't be linked to these cuts that I'm about to describe. But there's a more disturbing fact here that occurs to me. If you add 217 and 215, that's 432. There are 435 congressmen. Where are the other three? If one more Democrat had voted, and apparently two Democrats didn't vote, if it had been instead of 217 to 216, or somebody had switched over, it's 216 to 216, it doesn't pass. If both Democrats had voted, who apparently didn't vote, it would have been 217 to 217, and it wouldn't pass. It passed if McCarthy had lost one more vote. Instead of 217, he had 216, and then there'd been one vote on the no side, raising the 215 to 216. That's a tie. Tie only counts a tie doesn't count anywhere. Close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes. It was unbelievably close, one vote. If one vote had changed, it would not have passed. If all the Democrats had voted, it wouldn't have passed. Well, it did pass. It's not going to even be advanced in the Senate. Schumer won't even permit it to be discussed on the floor. The Republicans don't want it to be discussed on the floor. Moscow Mitch is the one who said, hey, why don't we change the law so that the president can increase the debt ceiling? But the safeguard will be if two-thirds of the Congress say no, then it doesn't happen. That's reasonable. That's reasonable. And why did Moscow Mitch say the president can increase it? Because the votes already happened to make those expenditures and issue those bonds. The only question is, do we honor the bonds we issue? Now, let's talk about the consequences of what happened yesterday, what happened with this vote. The Republicans said that we will raise the debt limit until March 1st of next year, or for about $1.5 trillion, whichever comes first. March 1st of next year is right in the middle of the presidential primary fight. There are a lot of primary elections that are in March and April. There's a lot of wheeling and dealing and fighting. All this is doing is kicking the can down the road. This is not new spending. We've already voted on this spending. It passed with bipartisan support. The infrastructure, hard infrastructure, passed with something like 19 Republican Senate votes. Soft infrastructure passed bipartisan. The president signed this. $7 trillion of this debt was put on by Trump when the Republicans control Congress. $7 trillion of it. And what happens is we then issue bonds. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. We're one of the few countries in the world that say we have to vote twice. One, to approve it, and the president signs it, Trump and Biden. And then another one to decide whether we're going to have tricked the people that bought our bonds to finance this. Hey, that's not right. What McCarthy has done in this bill is it says we will increase it, the debt limit till next March 1, and then go through this all over again. If you cut health care, education, Meals on Wheels, public safety, and Medicaid. All right, let's get a little deeper than that. He says you have to reduce spending to 2022 levels. Since then, we've had increased defense spending because of the Ukraine war, because of Taiwan and China, China's saber rattling, the Norks, the North Koreans, threatening South Korea and Japan, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Shabaab. The other part of this bill says we're going to have, they want no new funding for the IRS, for any agents to audit tax fraud. If we, the agents that were already voted for, it's already done deal, forensic accountants and lawyers, we would recover well over $100 billion in fraudulent avoidance of taxes. But the Republicans are saying, we don't want our donors to be caught in their fraud. And then here's the real impact. If defense is cut and veterans' entitlements are cut, this, and then we have Tommy Tuberville in Alabama holding up all flag appointments as flag officers, admirals, generals, including our military officers for NATO and the EU. If all of that is done, then they'll be satisfied and it'll only be a 23% cut in all federal spending. But they're not going to cut defense, I assume. We can't really do that. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Not deploy ships when Chinese ships are sailing all over the Pacific threatening our ships? If there's a 23% cut in all federal spending, put aside defense and veterans, that will include Social Security and Medicare. McCarthy says, well, if we cut defense and we cut veterans, then the cuts to Social Security and Medicare would be less. They'd still be there, but what are you, crazy? Look, and I'll get to the lines. I see the lines are alive, but we've got to talk about this. The best quotation I saw came out of Philip Hildebrand, vice chairman of BlackRock. It's a very, very large financial services company. Quote, "All we can do is pray that everyone in the U.S. understands how important the sanctity of the sovereign signature of the leading currency, of the leading bond market, of the leading economy in the world is. This is not something you want to mess with." Now, let me give you some real data. Some real data. We sell three-month treasuries, treasury bonds, 3 months. We sold $56 billion in U.S. three-month treasuries 10 days ago. We had to promise to pay 5.1% yield. You know how high that is? On three-month treasuries of the United States, it's money in the bank. The yield should be 1%, 1.2, 1.5. This is 3.6% higher than the yield of the previous offering of treasuries, which went out in February because they came due in May. What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is very simply that if you buy treasuries now, given McCarthy's threats, you may not get paid. You may not get paid in July or August or September. But back in February, you thought you would be paid. And as a result, you know how much money that is, the interest on $56 billion in treasuries that they're costing us just by screwing around like this? You know who did this? Well, let's go to the lines. We're going to take a few calls, and then we're going to talk about it some more. David Amekwan, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, David?
Good afternoon, Matt. Really quickly, I know we're hearing the word cuts, and really what I look at it is we're just cutting the increases. It's not an actual cut per se, because we've had exponentially way more spent. We're at $6.5 trillion that we're spending every year. We're also having record amount of federal income coming in, about $4.7 trillion a year.
Yeah, but that's not true. In April we had very weak receipts, David. Weak receipts, and not only that, you say that it's just cutting the increases. They want to go back to 2022 levels. Do you think nobody should get a raise? Do you think nobody should get a raise? Thanks a lot for calling. Let's squeeze in one more call. Ron of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Ron?
Hey, Matt. I agree with you. If we're going to be cutting things, there are things that can be cut in defense. The F-35 program, for instance, that's the most expensive fighter plane built. And at any given time, 20% of them can't fly because of various mechanical problems. It's a plane that needs to be replaced, which is why they're sending them out to National Guard bases. That's why Matt is starting to get.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Lincoln High School Theater and Music Departments present Nickelodeon's The SpongeBob Musical. Performances will be taking place Thursday, April 27th at 6:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, April 30th at 2 p.m. All performances will be at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are $15, students with ID, $10. The Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk for Child Abuse Prevention will be happening Saturday, April 29th at 9 a.m. in Wisconsin Rapids at the Centralia Center. Registration for the event can be found on runtherapids.itsyourrace.com.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank NA, member FDIC.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, Eastside, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 40. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 61. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 41. Temps below average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. Scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going to go to the lines in a second, but let me hammer something home. Every Republican congressman in this state voted for this McCarthy bill. Every one. And several of them only have their seats because of gerrymandering. If there had been fair maps here and fair maps in a couple of other states, Nancy Pelosi or somebody else would still be the speaker. This is what happens. Now, think about that. Think about the Republican congressman in this state. Think about Gallagher, Green Bay, Van Orden over in La Crosse, Fitzgerald, Tiffany, Grothman, Style, all these people voted for this. What did they vote for? What did they vote for? Van Orden is a Navy guy, big Navy guy, stuck a knife in the Navy, stuck a knife in the United States, don't give a damn. What did they vote for? They said reduce spending to 2022 levels, 2022 levels, 2022 level of defense budget, when the commie Ruskies are threatening us, and the Norks, and the Chaycoms, and ISIS, and Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban, and Al-Shabaab, they should be killed. We have taken care of 200,000 Russians and 3,000 tanks by only expending 5% of our defense budget. And the clown Van Orden, the Navy guy, says, we got to cut the defense budget. And somebody like Gallagher will go, it's up to Biden. If he doesn't want to cut the defense budget, that's fine. But then there'll be 23% cut in everything else, including Social Security and Medicare. And that's rock in a hard place. Comes with a position. No, it doesn't come with a position. Dealing with traitors doesn't come with a position. Now, here's the deal. What can Biden do about this? Ultimately, it's up to you. Yeah, you, the people that I'm talking to, the voters. You voted these clowns in. Yeah, I know they're gerrymandered. Wake up. Wake up. This is what's happening in the United States. Now, Biden can do some things. Under the 14th Amendment, he can just decree that the debt limit is increased and order Yellen and Powell, Yellen, Secretary of Treasury, Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, honor these bonds, pay them, and so on. There are six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. Two of them are financially corrupt, at least two. They don't have a police force or a military. Or Biden, I'd do what Abraham Lincoln did. If they said that, well, we don't agree with you, you can't do it. Well, too bad, so sad. And if they keep it up, put them in Guantanamo is what I would do. But in any event, do we want the United States to come to this? No. All we need is a couple of Republican votes for discharge petition. We have all the Democrats. It would require, I thought it was four. Right now, some of these Republicans are so weak, it looks like they're divided. But all right, four. All right, how about four guys from Wisconsin? Four guys from Wisconsin who don't hate the Navy and the Army and who don't hate Social Security. Are there any of them like that? Are there? Any of you, Van Orden, do you hate the Navy? Oh, you were in the Navy. You just stuck a knife in the Navy. Gallagher, you suck up, what, the senior citizens? You just stuck a knife into them. I'm tired of these guys. Very tired of these guys. Okay, I'm going to go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's up, Dick of Madison?
When they pulled us, we took a pretty bad nick just with the threat of it. And they just don't know what they're playing with. I read an op-ed that Hillary Clinton wrote earlier this week. And she said foreign people were, you know, when she was Secretary of State, were stunned by what we were up to. And when they queried her, she gave that answer that Churchill said, you know, when Americans try everything else, they finally get their, paraphrasing, they finally do the right thing. The only thing is, that was 2011, Matt. We as crazy as they were, Boehner and then after him, Paul Ryan, aren't like this group. This is a bunch of total whacks, and they're liable to do this, and the ramifications would be just totally unbelievable. But it's also just pathetic how, you know, hypocritical this is. They were all well and good to do this, raise it every time under Trump, right? Not a problem with it. And then
right, but here,
now they're going to pull this type of thing.
Yeah, here's the deal, though, on this. You're absolutely right. But a discharge petition would take care of all this. Boehner and Ryan, whatever you may want to say about them, and Ryan has stood tall against Trump and Boehner, too. But Boehner, if something like this happened, he would go to Pelosi and say, all right, I can get 118 Republicans. I need 100 Democrats. And they do it. And his own caucus would be mad at him. Now, their caucus has people that, in my view, aren't Americans. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, people like that. They're not in the interest of the United States. But why are the six Republican, you're only in there, by the way, you guys, because of gerrymandering. You're no damn good. But I will tell you, does any of you, do you have a slightest regard for the Navy and the Army and Social Security? If you do, squeak up now. Squeak up real quick. And let's get a discharge petition. We're going back to the lines for another call. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Paul, Matt, this is political theater. I'd say it is best, but it isn't. And it's all targeted to bring Biden down. And it's really funny, the Republicans, when they're in charge, they like to spend money, but then they don't like to tax. So they could tank the whole thing with this. This is very serious. I really don't think people understand how serious this is. You're talking stock market. You're talking fail, you know, programs that stop you from being in complete poverty. So it's just, I've reached a point with the Republican Party. They have no ideas. They're out of ideas. And they just, it's just, they're just sick. I don't know how to explain it anymore.
Paul, thanks for calling. We got to go to a break. Love your comments. You're absolutely right. And in addition to all that, you know, China will go into Taiwan as a result of this. We're so divided. The Ruskies will go down even stronger in Ukraine. We are hurting our foreign policy as well as domestic policy. And these clowns in the Wisconsin are going along with it. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. I'll get back to you right after the break.
The Shah. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
There's an art exhibit at the UW-Wausau campus today to support survivors of sexual violence. We Step Into the Light will be in the hallway outside the Union in the main building from 10 to 2. Then, from 5 to 7 this evening, you can see the exhibit in the Sonnenseg room of the UW Center for Civic Engagement. There's a suggested donation of $5 to attend this evening to benefit the women's community in Wausau and includes food by Taste of Jamaica, music, and a short presentation. May 5th is the National Day of Awareness for Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women, and Crandon High School is calling for everyone to wear red next Friday to raise awareness. Studies show that Indigenous women are 10 times more likely to be murdered compared to all ethnicities, and more than 80% of Indigenous women have experienced violence. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Elks Lodge of Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 42. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 66. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 40. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
They know that. That's law. That was enacted many, many years ago. So, you know, now they're trying to blame that for an increase in national debt. I'm going to take a little bit of exception to your statement about the military. I think that if anybody knows how much the military needs, it's the Pentagon. And every single budget for the last three that I remember, they've added, the Congress has added $20 to $40 billion that the Pentagon didn't even bother to, didn't even ask for, didn't think it was necessary. Finally, these guys that are messing with the increase in the national debt, they're messing with something really serious. One of the reasons why we have stable prices for a lot of things is the fact that the U.S. dollar is the basis for a lot of international exchange. And when if we default on the debt, that's not going to continue to happen. Russia already is trying to make the Chinese yuan their international currency. So this is a very dangerous situation, and the Republicans are very clearly very disingenuous about this, hypocritical, I would say, because they've already voted to spend the money. Most of these guys were in Congress when that money was voted for anyway. So there's my rant for the day.
Yeah, no. Excellent comments. People are not picking up on the danger of this. That's why I'm exploring alternatives, like a discharge petition or a 14th Amendment executive action. That said, all of that would send uncertainty. All of that would send uncertainty around the world. We are as prosperous and strong and free as we are because people look up to us as the standard. This is destroying that standard for very cheap political gain because they're simply trying to undercut Joe Biden and they're trying to pander to their rabble at home. Their base, and that is what is happening. Quite frankly, ultimately, it's in the hands of the voters, everybody that I'm talking to on the air. Thanks a lot for calling. Next, we have Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you just mentioned the rabble at home. Maybe in some of these blood-red districts, that's where they should cut the spending. But unfortunately, what happens is those blood-red districts get more back than they ever kick in for as far as for his taxes and spending. I mean, so that, and maybe that would urge some response from some of these cockamamie Republicans. I mean, that we don't want to do that in the swing districts like the where Van Orden is serving right now, because hopefully we can get rid of him this next time in 2024. But I mean, it's going to take, you know, Biden needs to get on the stump and say these guys are trying to bring down the entire world's economy because they want to seek power and bring down the American Republic. I mean, these guys are enemies to the national government, as Hamilton warned at the end of 85. These guys are enemies of our government. They are simply enemies of the state.
Well, I cited the other day, Mark, and I'm going to cite it again now, some of the Confederacy after the Civil War. This was, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, 1860s and 70s, said, you know, we were crazy to take up arms. All we had to do is stay in the government and bring it down that way. That's what they said. That is what McCarthy is doing right now. That is what Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and the rest of them are doing right now. They were crazy to do the January 6th insurrection. All they have to do is stay in the government and bring it down from within. That's what they are doing. And we're not going to tolerate it. Thanks for calling. I'm going to get through everybody else. Do not hang up. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today,
hey,
Stephanie?
Thank you. I just have to tell you that it's all I can do. I have to keep turning the radio off and on. You're my favorite host. You're speaking the truth. And I'm just, sometimes I get to the point where I'm in a state of rage, okay? it is so crazy. How do you deal with this? In part, the Republicans are taking advantage of the stupidity of people that, you know, the people that voted for them, and the hypocrisy, because they got us into this damn mess, okay? There's, you know, every time you have a Republican administration, you have going to massive debt. The Democrats have had to clean it up, okay? I'm just boiling mad, you know. I don't want to have a stroke over this. But yeah.
Stephanie, don't have a stroke. You're too valuable. And thank you for that wonderful compliment. But I'll also say this. The last president to balance the budget was Bill Clinton in the 99-2000 time period. And you know what happened? The Wall Street Journal, in an editorial, criticized him and said, you have to have a little debt because you want to have people buying our bonds. These idiots. Then Trump puts on $7 trillion in debt. And part of the money that we pay out in bonds now is to pay off his debt, because some of them are longer term bonds. And they say, no, we don't want to do it now unless you undo the things that we voted on a bipartisan basis and went around in their districts boasting about. In Alabama and Mississippi, they all voted against infrastructure. Then they went around boasting about the new bridges they got. I'm tired of these guys. What they're trying to do is they took a lesson from the 1860s and 70s, and they're now saying with one voice, we were crazy to take up arms. We can stay in the government and bring the country down that way. Thanks a lot for calling, Stephanie. I really appreciate it. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling What's Your Mind today, Bill.
I'd like to put a few numbers out to your listeners. They seem to be very alert to this problem, and they should be writing to their representatives every day. If we take the average cut that is planned, which is to go back to 2022 and then put a cap on the growth of only 1%, which is far less than the expected inflation.
Right, that's what they propose. That's right.
Yes. Now, if you keep, and I agree with your statement about defense and veterans' health expenditures, but if we keep those in the cut and all the other non-defense cuts go through, it's a minus 13%. That's the size of the cut relative to the baseline that the fellow from Mequon was trying to understand. If you then project out to 2033, because this is a 10-year program, it will be a 24% cut on all of that stuff. Now, if you recalculate without the cuts in defense and without the cuts in veterans' health, then all that other stuff, Medicaid, food stamps, the Inflation Reduction Act, infrastructure program and so forth, they get cut 33% in 2024, and then that grows to 59% by 2033. This is a hell of an emergency, Matt, and I don't think we have ever had less capable people making these decisions in Congress. Thank you.
Excellent comments. For those of you, Bill is a professional economist. That is absolutely frightening. And what he said is absolutely true. They have said go back to 2022 levels, then limit spending to 1% a year for the next 10 years. 1% is less than inflation. And then if you exempt defense and veterans, what they're effectively talking about is eliminating a lot of these programs. That's what they really want. That is their objective. Okay, excellent call. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Great show as usual. You know, they are, you know, it's chaos and destruction everywhere they go. Biden has started to get the ship steadied and in a positive direction, and these yahoos want to keep getting the waves going and the storms coming, and they're just ridiculous. They need to just go in and vote. I'm sick of their stupidity, and I'm sick of their games. I've watched them. I have to turn them off. You know, I've always watched live all of the committee meetings. They got a bunch of idiots, people that don't even know what in the devil they're doing, and all they do is lambaste, oh, those liberals. And you know what? They're not doing one thing, not one idea, to correct any issues that are going on. And you know what really slams me, one, is these yahoos that are forcing pregnancy on everybody won't even take up the gun issue and the violence, you know, that's going on with kids and people and shootings when you go on the wrong property. These people are nuts. And if people vote for them, you get what you vote for. Wake up, because it's not going to get any better till we get them out of there. And Wisconsin, we're bad. So thank you very much, Matt. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jean. And yeah, you just triggered something. The state of Washington just banned assault weapons, AR-15s, AK-47s. We've proposed that for the entire country. If they can do it, why can't we do it? Why can't we do it in Wisconsin? Those are the weapons of choice for mass murderers. And for the 10 years when they were banned between 1994 and 2004, those 10 years, mass murders went down 70%. Okay, we're going to quick take another call. Curtis of West Dallas, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Curtis?
Hey, Matt. You know what they say, if you don't know history, you're not woke. you know what? My question is, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, maybe Matt Flynn should say something about this one. If we took all the perks that the Supreme Court justice gets, and they take all the money and put it in a bank, we might be able to pay our deficit. What do you think?
Say that again. You said it kind of quick. Do what with the Supreme Court justices?
If we were to take all the money that the Supreme Court justice just gets, all the perks, you know, like Mr. Thomas and, you know, the other, and Gorsuch, you know, they have all these perks that they're getting. Take all that money and then tell them to write it down on a piece of paper, all the perks they're getting, and then they pay back to the government, we'll bring down the deficit really quick.
Well, that's really great. The one thing is the math, Curtis. Our national debt is $31.5 trillion. And Justice Thomas helped himself to quite a bit. But he didn't, in his defense, and I'm the only time I'll say this, he didn't help himself to $31.5 trillion. I love the sentiment. Look, and you just mentioned the Supreme Court. Let me tell you something about the Supreme Court. John Roberts, the Chief Justice, you know, the Congress goes, we want you to testify about ethics. A couple of your guys have sticky fingers, okay, and they're on the Supreme Court. What's that all about? And he goes, no, I'm not going to testify, quote, it's not broken, no need to fix it. The ethics. What, are you kidding me? They don't have an ethics code. Of the nine justices, two of them, Thomas and Gorsuch sells this godforsaken property he has that he can't sell for 2 years. He gets in Colorado. He gets sworn into the Supreme Court. 9 days later, he sells it to the head of one of the biggest law firms in the country. That's 22 cases in front of the Supreme Court. And he makes between 250 and 500 grand, according to his disclosure. But he doesn't say who bought it. He doesn't say who bought it. You know, it's Joe Blow bought it. No, it wasn't Joe Blow who bought it. It was the CEO of Greenberg Traurig who bought it. And Gorsuch went on the record on 12 votes for them. 8 of them, they won the case. One of them really damaged the Clean Water Act. That's what happened. And it looks like Thomas has his hand out all the time. He might as well have a cardboard box that he sits on the square and goes, he'll work for money. I mean, the guy, and they won't talk, they won't testify, they won't talk ethics, and they are slowly stripping us of our liberties. We're going to talk about that a little more after the break. Curtis, thanks for calling. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
Last spring, you chose hardworking seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me talk about the Supreme Court a little more. Curtis of West Dallas raised the issue. It's a good issue. It's an important issue. It's not just that these people are clowns. It's not just that two of them are financially corrupt. And it's not just that six of them are tarantulas that are slowly stripping us of our rights. I remember something. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one decision at a time. The Republican Party has managed to control the federal judiciary. And I don't say this with any glee, because we need a federal judiciary. In a functioning democracy, it's nice if you have an honest judiciary that, without fear or favor, without partisanship, rules on difficult issues of law and restrains the executive and Congress. But what happens if you have a federal judiciary who's been captured by a partisan Congress of Republicans who are slowly stripping us of our right to vote? Congress passed the Voting Rights Act a long time ago. This Supreme Court, on its own, just said, well, it's not needed anymore. And they got rid of most of it. Who the hell said that? It's not up to them to say if it's not needed anymore. It's up to Congress to say that. There's nothing in our Constitution, by the way, read it, that says that the Supreme Court can do any of this. That it can overrule Congress, overrule the president, hold things unconstitutional. They pulled that out of thin air in 1803 in the Marbury versus Madison case. And that was a very low-level case, and they lay in the weeds for decades. Finally, they surfaced during the Dred Scott decision in 1859, ticked the heck off out of a lot of people, ended up in a civil war. Then they lay in the weeds some more in Plessy v. Ferguson in the 1890s. Again, they say separate but equal is fine, and black guys have to sit in the last car on the train and all that. They said that. In the 1930s, they're all Republicans. They go, well, this Roosevelt, no, his stuff is unconstitutional. They're not, I mean, it's the Congress that decides economic policy. These guys are just pulling it out of the clean air. Roosevelt goes, all right, I'll pack the court. They chicken out. They were about to hold Social Security unconstitutional. They were about to hold Social Security unconstitutional in 1935. In the 50s and 60s, they made some very needed decisions. In Brown versus Board of Education, they said that separate but equal is no good anymore. They got rid of Plessy v. Ferguson, and they integrated schools. In Baker v. Carr, I think it was 1960, early 60s, 64, they said one man, one vote, because in Alabama, each county had one state senator. So if you had like Milwaukee County, that'd have one state senator. And if you had Florence County with not too many people, they had their own state senator. And everything got all gummed up. And so one man, one vote. And then they went on from there, and you had Roe v. Wade and a lot of other things. Now they're going the other way. But in particular, let's take a look at Citizens United. 100 years of Supreme Court decisions in Congress had said that corporations cannot make contributions. And you can't have these dark money, anonymous, weird things coming in from no one knows where they came in from. Citizens United a little over 10 years ago, they go, well, that was wrong. Well, who the hell are they to say that a whole century of Congresses and Supreme Courts were wrong? In Bush v. Gore, 2000, Gore won by 300,000 votes nationally, and it's the initial count said that Bush had won by about 550 votes out of millions cast in Florida. So they were going to do a recount. The Supreme Court said, no recount. Bush is president. Well, who the hell said they could do that? Nothing in the Constitution. And as a result, we had a Bush presidency, an extended war in Iraq and Afghanistan started that was unnecessary. We had terrible financial meltdowns in 2002 and 2008. Supreme Court put him in. Well, now what they're doing is they are about to do the crown jewel, and that is to get rid of your right to vote for president. Anybody go, come on, Matt. Do I look like I fell off the turnip truck on the way into town? I'm not that dumb. Open your eyes. There is a case, Moore versus Harper. And the only reason they've already taken it, the only reason they wouldn't go forward with it is if they want to lie low for a while, because all the fight over the Dobbs decision. But that's a case of the independent legislature theory. The United States Constitution says that the legislatures picked the presidential electors because they were thinking it's 1788, George Washington. Guys are walking around with powdered wigs and, you know, velvet trousers and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, well, for 200 years, we've had presidential elections now. 200 years of presidential elections. They're going to say, no, that was a mistake. That was a mistake. The Constitution says that, the Constitution itself says that the legislatures picked the U.S. senators, and they picked such corrupt, incompetent senators. There was a constitutional amendment a little over 100 years ago, the 17th Amendment, that says that's by direct election. But nobody said, well, let's make that for president, too, because we're already doing it. The Supreme Court knows that by saying it's up to the legislatures, it only matters in six states. Doesn't matter in Alabama. Doesn't matter in New York, because the legislature and the electorate are in sync. But in the six states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, matters a lot. The Supreme Court is about to pick a Republican president for the rest of the century. And they are already picking gerrymandered Republican legislatures because of their rulings, and there's no basis in the Constitution. So the next time somebody says, what does it matter if two of them are financially corrupt? What does it matter if they're tarantulas? Well, I don't like tarantulas, and I don't like corrupt people. That's what it matters, because they will turn around and they will strip you of your right to vote for president. Okay, we're going to squeeze a call in. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for going Western Mind today, Jake.
Hey, Matt, if these reactionary Republicans were actually concerned about paying off the national debt, maybe they would consider asking Clarence Coke Can Thomas's sugar daddy, Harlan Crowe, to sell his autographed copy of Mein Kampf to pay off the national debt, or at least to help get it started, you know?
Yeah, you know, what's funny about that is, I mean, it's a funny line, except that that wouldn't bring in $31.5 trillion. You know, you're right, and it's a funny, funny line, Except that. And this is a guy, by the way, that has all these mass murderers in his garden. I'm not kidding. This Harlan Crowe apparently has statues of the worst killers of the 20th century. What would that be? Would that be, you know, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, all these guys? And then when he was caught, he goes, well, I just like to keep them there to remind myself how much I don't like them. Hey, I don't think so. I don't have a very big garden. I got no statues. But if I did, I would not put a statue of a mass murderer. You got to be out of your frigging mind to do that. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers. As always, Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And stand by for a terrific show. Stand by for Devil's Advocate. I'll sign off for today.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and